Yeah, well, hi. Using the new method here, Genuine Super Number One tape recorder. Stand up here for my buddy. Just in case you're wondering, this is on a 7.5 speed. Hope this works out all right. I don't know if you can get a tape recorder or not, but sure would hope you could. Oh, let's start out with a few of the general things. Your packages, you've been asking about them. They're packed beautifully, and what they've got packed in them is just more than any man can expect over here. All the food and popcorn and booze and shotgun shells and shotgun belt and a cleaning rod and... good Lord, I can't think of all the things. It's just been wonderful. You can't imagine how much you appreciate it, and I do thank you very, very much. As for future needs, I don't really have any, except maybe the popcorn and the Good and Plenty. That's about all I need. I don't need any more shells. You've already got a few shells, or a few of that split shot already purchased. Go ahead and send them along. I can always use them, but I've got a full basic load right now, and I won't need any for a while. What the popcorn I can use. I've gotten all your pictures. They're great. Some of my pictures you returned. I really appreciate you getting prints made of those. I got all the stamps, and I thank you for the stamps. Tell Doug I've received all his letters. I just got two recently. I certainly appreciate him. Got a couple pictures, and got Mr. Remler's bottles. Certainly have gotten his bottles and yours too, Dad. Made things very pleasant. Very pleasant, especially out in the field. That's something else, I'll tell you. Give you a little sock-killing night. Oh, gee, you're asking about the pictures, whether I had a light meter or not. No, I don't have a light meter. It's an electric light meter built into the, camera. Okay, you see the 35 Electra. It's a pretty good camera. It takes, it's got everything figured out. So it takes great pictures. Started talking about these gems I bought in Bangkok. There's no, no, I don't know if I'm going to send them home or not because they're sort of expensive. I hate to use them, lose them. And, I don't think I'll have any trouble getting them into the country. I don't think it's illegal or anything like that. And I doubt if I'll have to pay for any customs. Yes, about the location of the cab. You couldn't figure out where it is. Well, a cab as such is all around Saigon. It's public information, and it's no news to Gooch. It's in a circle around Saigon, a semicircle. Half circle, I should say, from east to... from west around to east. And our units at the northwest, about 50 clicks. 50 clicks, a click is a kilometer. So it's about 35 miles. Something like that. You figure it out, you know, multiply times 8, divide by 5, you got miles. Multiply times 5, you got miles. A couple things I'd like you to send me. First of all, is Doug's address, Doug's new address, which brings up another topic about his job. Boy, that sounds fabulous. He goes back with Pat Hayes, I don't know if he's gone or not. Sounds like you two get a lot of money. You're making three times as much money as I'll ever make. It's really, really something that makes you wonder whether you want to stay in this racket. Fighting around here is getting pretty bad. The Gooks are, it's just packed with Gooks. Seen about three regiments around here, and they're getting the hell beaten out of us, especially beating the hell out of them, but. Since I'm XO now, I've got just a massive paperwork, which I work from dawn to dusk on, resupply and everything else. It's a hell of a job, but it's good. I'm out of thumping. And humping, pumping the term, is, what that means is you're just walking all day, you know, for a heavy pack. It's a connotation rather than a definition, a feeling. I'm sorry I messed you up. I sent you some of this Kodachrome X film, which is for high-speed prints. not slides. And I didn't realize it when I bought it. I didn't look closely enough. So I wasn't widely enough awake. And therefore, when you probably sent them in asking them to get slides. Well, I charge you 30 cents per slide. And of course, 30 cents times 20 pictures is $6. That's a lot. Probably much. I'd do the same thing myself to get the slides, because I don't want the prints, but please keep a list of all this stuff. I hope you've been keeping a list all along of all the development costs, because that's quite a bit, because I intend to pay you back. Give me a quotation on the prices, I'll send you some money. Some of the pictures you sent me is that I've taken to some of the other men. You asked me if you wanted the address, if you wanted me to send some of the addresses to some of these guys. I don't know whether you want to do that or not, because the majority of the guys that have been in those pictures, in fact, every guy, I've been looking at them, and he's been wounded or killed, except for two of them, D-Rose. D-Rose means going back to the world, you're rotating. So it won't be much good. One of the, looking through these pictures, one Dick sent me one of Doug and Kathy over Christmas. Doug sideburns are too much, you gotta be kidding me. Speaking of, I got my picture up there on the wall, and talk about my hippie brother. Got a picture you sent back, taken in Bangkok, and, said that, temple, that white one, you know, with all the gold on it. That was really wild, because I told you about these two students, and the deal I had with the students was, he showed me the real Bangkok. Introduced me a nice young lady, and boy, well, I'll teach you slang and table manners. And they're going down this canal one day in this power motorboat, and I saw this procession going by, and it's a funeral procession. They're going to cremate the body, and I don't know if these pictures came out or not, because I opened my camera, and the films didn't come out, or even whether the films ever arrived, but, you know, pictures of the funeral pyre, and it was really tremendous. All such good shots. Of course, I got your pictures of the snow scenes outside the house. That's you don't believe what snow means to us over here. Picture Dad as at your desk, a big grin on your face. I really like that. I'm gonna send you a picture, another picture of Pig Iron, a little better picture. I had a drunk one day. She gets drunk every day. I give her about 8 or 9 beers. She wasn't feeling too well yesterday because they'd given her a shot in the beer and she was sick from it. Picture of Mom out in front of the house. I like that. I keep these pictures. Picture of Mom and Dick and Amy. I guess it's over Christmas. It really brings you back to home. Weather is terrible now. Then you start running out of tape here. Just turn it up, turn the tape on the other side when it runs out. All you do is just pick it up as is, turn the tape over and put it on the other reel and then start going again. Then it'll play on the other side. So I'll probably be switching about now. And the weather over here is getting unbearable. It's really hard on the guys in the field. It's getting, temperatures around 100 to 110 in the field, because a lot of heat casualties. Doesn't help the guys working either. Sort of bad all the way around. That's what we're fighting here. Something else. Wondering where I am. I'm in my hooch right now. It's really tough life compared to the field. You know what the field's like. I told you about it. It's the picture's worth 1,000 words, and you really can't imagine what the experience is to hump there and fight and everything else. It's a god-awful thing. But right now, I'm in the back of a hooch, and split one of these buildings up into it. It's a little small little frame building, and just screens holding it together. And it's been broken off into quarters. I got one room here, sharing it with one of the other XOs. Got rugs on the floor, bamboo rugs, you know, sleeping mats and bamboo around it, and mahogany plywood is the wall. We got nice bunk with that civilian air mattress. You probably remember me sitting on the floor, blowing up that air mattress and trying it out at home, Mom, before I left in September. Well, I'll tell you, it's worth every cent. Head office for $40, $50 for it here because it's so good. And a mosquito net. Got a radio going. Foot locker. And the biggest thing, I guess, is we got three fans going here. And that's a big thing. Fans are in. It's about 100 times better on air conditioning over here. Just keeping an air conditioning going, it tears you up as soon as you walk out. And you walk from about a 60 degree temperature to about 110 and it almost knocks you down. To keep the fans and engineering. Man, of course, got my cooler. Getting an icebox in a few days, getting a TV in a few days. There's only one station on TV, but. Plus, I got this tape recorder, didn't mind, but it's filed. I'll be sending you tapes as much as I can now. I hope you can. Please tell me the first chance you get whether these tapes are coming out already. Whether you can find something to play. I can get tons of tapes. Yeah, you don't have to send them to me. I can buy them in the PX. You got a PX here. Lining the walls. You got pictures of home. My roommate, one of the other XOs here, has pictures of his girl. Got my shotgun. A good pistol I captured. 45 next to me. Pleased up a 45 caliber burp gun. It's a small submachine gun, very short barrel. Two big 30 round magazines sticking out of the tape together. And they're just ready to go. Got sandbags piled around the building, so it's fairly safe during mortar attack. And we do get mortared every night. Usually don't come too close. Just scares the hell out of you when you hear them whistling over your head. That's something else. I've used this tape before. I'm recording over it this time because it didn't come out too good. Got mortared a little earlier. So I had to make a rather mad dash. So I tore the tape and the tape was that I got knocked over. All sorts of good stuff. Wild. I got this little while you're out slip, a little pink slip he asked some questions on, Dad, and I'll answer a few of those for you. He asked if there's any word of where Jordan is located. I don't know. He was in Okinawa last time. He really got shot up there. I don't know. One of the best friends of him. What happened? LZ got overrun. Sapper squads got into the perimeter. Because before they got in, they got mortared. One of the first mortar rounds to land. Landed right outside of Jim's hooch. Tore up his legs pretty good. And his supply sergeant, who used to be one of my squad leaders, was inside with him, started giving first aid. Sapper heard what was going on. The Sapper's a special troop squad, it's a suicide squad that walks inside the perimeter and throws cycle charges around. Cycle charges, this is what it sounds like, like an attaché case pack, little explosives. So one in the hooch he was in. Had both pretty good. And Sarbonati took Jim over to another hooch, another bunker. That bunker got a direct hit. So Sarbonati dug him out. Minotti joined him to get a medic when he came back. Of course, the bunker was caved in, dug Jim out, took him to another bunker. Jim was so ticked off at this time. He started yelling at Minotti because he was out of his head. Jim was in the holes all through him. He started yelling at Sarbonati just to leave B, you know. Everybody moved and was getting hit, so. Now, one of the sappers had an AK-47, which is one of their automatic rifles, and stuck it in the window because he heard a guy screaming and started shooting people. Jim got a couple slugs from that. Finally, Jim, he was a real trooper. He shot the hell and told Manani to give him a rifle and lean him up against the truck. This is a combat operations center on any fire base. Lean him up against the truck with a 16 so he can take care of himself. I don't know. He's all right. He's alive. And I don't think he has anything too serious. I know he's got a couple bones broken. But when the doc ships him out, we got a great battalion surgeon. When he shipped him out, he said he'd make it. He got any word on Dick Wynn? Hell, I don't even know if Dick Wynn made it to the 4th Division. But I didn't make it. They shipped me off to the cab, so I don't know if Dick made it or not. Did I receive the package of the ram out of it? Yes, I did, and thank you very much. Whether Jim received his package of Jack Daniels, I doubt it, because after I got your letter, that letter was dated after he had already been medevac, so it's probably floating around. I'll probably make it back to a hospital somewhere. If you got a couple shells, go ahead and send them, but don't buy any more. Same with a split shot. You got a question here whether I take salt tablets. Well, I quit taking salt tablets the first 2 weeks I was here. You take them every once in a while, it gets real hot. The guys are getting real hot out there now, but I'm not with them. Next food package, popcorn, potato sticks, yeah. Good and plenty, maybe some licorice string, something like that. Fritos, yeah, but don't send any snacks that are in a bag or in a box or something like that. They have to be in a can because the heat and moisture get to them right through the foil. So. This war over here is something else. I don't know if you can hear the guns going off in the background. It's the fans of all the large bases. Compass is about a square mile and a lot of people in it. A lot of big guns. One of the worst things about getting mortared here, or rocketed, whichever they're planning on doing, is whatever night. We have a perimeter around us, and we don't man the perimeter. That's taken care of by the 25th Division, but there's nothing for us to do except hide, you know, get in a bunker. If you don't know what to do, damn shells come screaming in, exploding all over the place, you know, you're running around with your head cut off. It's really wild to see what happens. The reactions of some people have never been out in the field versus those guys have been out in the field, you know, and hell. We're on for the bunker, sure, but that's about it. And then after we hear the shell stop, go out, look for wounded guys, place them up. But this tape is getting real short. I'm going to be signing off. I'm going to put on another tape right now, and I'll send it at the same time I sent this.